Joining us on the line this morning is USA Today bestselling author Rochelle Weinstein. She has written a new book called Somebody's Daughter. This deals kind of with oversharing teenagers and maybe things that one indiscretion can kind of really impact someone's life. Rochelle, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
So take us back to why a topic like this was important for you to write a book about.
I'm the mother of twin boys. They're 18, and I've watched them traverse the obstacles and challenges that teens are facing today, and I've been hearing about online sharing way too often in my community and across the globe. And I just felt that this was a really important topic that we all need to educate ourselves on, and the dangers of overuse of online sharing, explicit sharing of explicit content. So this was a very topical and timely subject.
Did you have a discussion with your kids about this, or did you just sort of kind of
killed me. At my last book signing, when someone asked me, well, what's the book next book you're writing? And I was telling them about the next book. My sons came home and said, we won't be at the next book signing. Very uncomfortable subject for them to have to talk, you know, listen to their mom talk about.
Was it easier for you to put it in a novel form then and kind of explore it that way, I guess?
In some ways, but we do have a very open relationship in our house. And again, this is something that, you know, for your listeners and for the readers, it's communication is key in any family. You can't be afraid of the tough subjects. Those are the most important subjects to have, the conversations to have.
When they were born 18 years ago, there really wasn't all that much social media frenzy going on, but it sure has changed through the years. And I assume you kind of grew up with it, right?
It's a very different world today, and I can't imagine any of the mistakes or missteps that I made being broadcast on the internet for the world to see. Kids today, this is all they know. This is all they know, being under a microscope. And what they don't understand is they're given keys to a digital domain by parents who don't even understand the digital domain, and it's abstract for them. And suddenly it becomes a weapon, and there's psychological ramifications, there's legal ramifications, and the internet becomes very real. And this is something that I impart in the novel, that we need to educate ourselves. It's dangerous, and there are legal repercussions.
Like the title of this, Somebody's Daughter, which is sort of like it's somebody's daughter when you're thinking of this event, that picture, this story.
Right.
You know, you just sort of think of it sort of as, you know, as an image or something or words, but there's a person attached to all of that.
Exactly. And somebody's daughter could become your own. So it's somebody's daughter is everybody's daughter, because this internet scandal, it doesn't discriminate. Every child, every teenager has a phone, has a computer. It doesn't discriminate. It happens across socioeconomic status, across geography, and it could happen to any good family. It could happen to any of us. You know, as parents, we try to do the best that we possibly can, and we're imparting all the right lessons and the morals and the values, but, you know, kids mess up. We all mess up. I'm sure you've messed up, and I'm sure I've messed up. But again, long-lasting repercussions. You know, ours weren't videos. Ours weren't under a microscope. There were no take-backs.
It didn't get multiplied instantaneously, or, you know,
no.
In that moment where somebody felt anger, you can't ever take a lot of that back, because if they decide to share it with somebody or post it somewhere, there's no grabbing it and bringing it back. Talk about the book, Somebody's Daughter. Set us up with the characters and sort of the circumstance.
The book is based in Miami, Florida, which is where I'm from, and I actually just heard your weather report, and I heard light snow, and I was like, oh, no. The book is based in Miami Beach. Emma and Bobby Ross are the loving parents of twin girls, and they're doing all the right things. They're those, quote, good parents. They own a hotel on the beach called the Ross Hotel, and they live on the top floor, which makes for an interesting backdrop. Also shows how this could happen to any family. And it's on the eve of the girl's 15th birthday. Mom's in the bathroom, and she overhears two young girls, you know, applying their makeup and talking about how a video is going around of a girl in a sexually explicit act, and it's Emma's daughter, Zoe. And it's the repercussions and the fallout of this family and this community. And it also brings up some of the mother's past indiscretions and how she handled her own, you know, guilt and shame and her own mess up. And there's an important message here, because sometimes we stand to learn by watching our kids and listening to our kids and how they handle things. So we take our own experiences into our day-to-day interactions. But there's another, and besides the social media aspect of this book, which I think is so relevant today, there's another piece that I think will appeal to parents everywhere, is that we tend to judge. You know, when something happens to someone else's child, and it's not limited to social media, it could be any type of, you know, academic problem or drugs or alcohol. Well, you know, the whispers in town, you know, that would never happen to my child. You know, thank God that's not my kid. But I think we need to practice a little bit more compassion, less judgment, because this is such a new technology, because this is such a different world. And we're all navigating it together. So one of the big takeaways from this book is less judgment, more kindness.
That applies throughout the ages, though. It seems to be there's a important part of this where we think technology is going to solve technology, when it seems to be there's sort of just basic human decency that really could soothe some of this problem that we have.
Absolutely. Well, listen, technology, you know, it's missing that emotional component. So I think that we have lost, we've been wired to lose some of our compassion and that face-to-face, you know, interaction. So I think that, and you're right, it is all ages. We the judging is universal, and it crosses so many different, you know, genres and areas of our lives, and we just need to do a better job at being kinder to one another and more accepting, because none of us are perfect. All of us mess up, and how would you want the world to react to your screw-up?
When we talk about some of these things that are taking place, there's an underlying, it seems to come around to the term that we use now a lot is bullying. In other words, there's a different way that people are being kind of outcast or discriminated against or having some sort of, insults towards, and it magnifies it through this. How did you deal with that in the book, or do you think that, did you come out thinking about what to
do? Well, I think in general, when you have social media and you can hide behind a literal shield, you know, it's easier to be mean. I mean, I would imagine it's probably, I mean, for some people, a little bit harder to get in somebody's face and be that rotten. Think about the power you have to hide behind a computer screen and really bully somebody without having, you know, any repercussion. You know, nobody, you know, trying to stop you. You have so much power in your hands to just unleash anger. I mean, we see that, you know, even as adults with Twitter. I mean, but think about the Twitter platform. And I've always said that social media's greatest strengths are its greatest weaknesses.
Does this become a passion for you now after writing this book? Sometimes people write a novel, put it together, and that kind of puts everything in a box, and then you move on to something
else. Okay, so that's a great question. Last night I had my launch event at a bookstore in Miami here, and after I spoke, some woman stood up and she said, I would really love for you to come to my school and speak to the high school about this book. I think all the kids in the high school should read it. And what's nice, she said, is you're not preachy, you're not pedantic, you're a mom, and you just want, you know, you just want everybody to get along, and you just want everybody to be nice to each other, and you just want everybody to understand. And she's like, you bring this human quality to it. And I got to thinking, and we talked after the event, this is really something I could do. I'm very passionate about it, So yes, it has definitely opened my mind to, you know, exploring some areas within this book's content. But I will be writing other books.
Still as an outlet for different things, because there's a creativity part that you can kind of maybe separate from sort of an advocacy or a...
Right, exactly.
It's called Somebody's Daughter. Our guest today, Rochelle Weinstein. If people want to get a hold of this book or find out more about this topic, or just maybe figure out how to have that discussion, I guess.
Yes. Thank you, Bruce, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.